local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number two on a Tuesday. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in and making us a small portion of your Tuesday and your afternoon drive home. Infotaining you here for the next 50 minutes, getting you caught up on everything happening in your world today. Text line 850-437-1620 and the traffic line is 2626-111. Starting off, as we always do, with today's top three stories and a tragic story here to start in Escambia County. The Sheriff's Office today confirming the body of 4-year-old Daryl Beck was found after an exhaustive search. Here is Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons.
The body was located in one of the ponds. The family is obviously devastated, and we just ask that you keep that family in your thoughts and prayers.
And Beck, a 4-year-old boy who was autistic and nonverbal, went missing near Barano Park School Road in Molino this morning. Sheriff Simmons says that over 70 individuals were involved in the search, including multiple agencies, canine units, and dive teams. The area heavily wooded and had two ponds nearby. Beck's body found in one of those ponds. Democrats huddling behind closed doors today, discussing their concerns over President Biden's candidacy following the debate against Donald Trump.
The whole Congressional Black Caucus, they support the president. The Congressional Hispanic Caucus support the president.
That from Karine Jean-Pierre during today's media briefing. This morning at Democratic National Committee headquarters, a handful of Democrats argued Biden should drop out. Many top Democrats, though, are standing by President Biden. And in Texas, over 2 million people still without power after Beryl went through parts of the state yesterday.
So I'd ask Texans for their patience as the crews are out there doing their best to try to restore energy across the state.
Electricity could stay out in the Houston area for at least another day of near triple-digit weather. Heat advisory issued for most of southeast Texas today. One energy utility says they expect power to be back on for nearly a million customers by the end of tomorrow. A near-record flooding was caused by Beryl's rainfall, and dangerous driving conditions have caused road delays and closures as well. The storm claimed the lives of 8 people, 7 in Texas, 1 in Louisiana as well. That's a look at our top three stories here on this Tuesday, traffic and weather together, starting with Alan Strum.
As we head into Wednesday, there's a pretty good chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms, but in this case, it looks like it's most likely during the first half of the day or during the morning hours. It'll still, of course, be warm and humid with high temperatures mainly up around the low 90s, give or take, and our heat index values could feel like they're up around 100. Later this week, the rain chance runs at about 40%. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
And as for the roads here, we did get a text during the WEAR top of hour news. There is a disabled vehicle that was on Scenic Highway. This is if you're traveling northbound coming from Olive Road near the Scenic Ridge area. We do have some backups there still that are backing you up just past Olive. Hopefully those should die down soon. And we still got very heavy backups on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound passing Windhaven Beach and a bit more as you approach the Highway 87 area. Outside of that, it's some backups on Pensacola Boulevard just south of Burgess Road. Brent Lane traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street. North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10 and maybe a little bit on Pine Forest Road as well if you're traveling southbound towards I-10. Outside of that, there doesn't appear to be too much going on at this time.
All right. Taking a further look at local headlines today. Today, a Milton man identified as the suspect who was killed during a gunfire exchange at Yellowstone National Park last week. Local police and park rangers say 28-year-old Samson Fussner was making threats in the popular Canyon Village area of the park. Local media reported that Fussner was there as a contractor working at the park through the Zantera Travel Collection. Fussner died after exchanging shots with at least one park ranger during the morning of July 4th. The Gulf Breeze plastic surgeon charged in the death of his wife last November is waiving his right to appear for an arraignment this week, thus pleading not guilty. According to the PNJ, Dr. Ben Brown was scheduled to appear Thursday after being arrested last month on a charge of negligent manslaughter. 33-year-old Hillary Brown died a week after going into cardiac arrest while Ben Brown was operating on her. Investigators say Brown waited between 10 and 20 minutes to begin CPR after Hillary became unresponsive. He's currently free after posting $50,000 bond following his arrest. Milton City leaders say there's been a rash of fires involving individuals illegally living in RVs. Now they're aiming to put a stop to it.
We've had several calls where it set multiple structures on fire, especially when the RV's parked right straddling the property line.
That's Fire Chief John Rebel. He, along with City Manager Randy Jorgensen, tell Channel 3 that in the last year there have been four such fires, all involving electrical issues. Jorgensen says while you're allowed to have an RV on a private property, it is illegal to live inside the RV within city limits. Homeowners in Santa Rosa County may save a few dollars on property taxes over the next year. The county is looking at a slight drop in their millage rate.
Yeah, it's worth a couple $1 million reduction to our citizens. We still have a growth factor. Santa Rosa County is one of the fastest growing in the panhandle, less than Walton County. So we do have some growth still factored in for that.
And that's County Administrator Brad Baker says the county will have to dip into cash reserves to balance the budget, but they expect the cut to be offset with alternative revenue streams, including the increase in local option sales tax that will be on the ballot in November. If approved on Thursday, the millage rate in the county would drop from 6.0593 to 5.955. That's about $56 a year for the average homeowner with a home of a taxable value of $400,000. Let's see. A big road project also underway in Santa Rosa County. Crews working to resurface Berry Hill Road from Anderson Lane to the Pond Creek Bridge. The county says if weather permits, they expect the work to be done by July 17th. Until then, though, you can expect delays and should use caution as well. We'll take a break on that note at 5:17. Back with a look at our state and national news coming up next on Pensacola Right Now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Is there anything God can't do? The answer is yes. God can't lie, God can't change, and God can't let you into heaven if you haven't been born again. Personally, I was born again in 1988 as a 9-year-old boy. It was then that I realized that I was a sinner and I had broken God's holy and righteous standard. I called upon Jesus to save me from the consequences of my sin. I believed that He was virgin born and lived a sinless life and died in my place and then conquered death by rising from the grave. It was then that I was gloriously born again. If you haven't been born again, if you haven't been saved, today is the day of salvation. I urge you to call upon Christ today before it's eternally too late.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South proud.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
Stop by their Pensacola showroom to see their products in action.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about some interesting things out of the Milton City Council, where Councilman Mike Cusack has apparently deleted public records from a work email and also gotten rid of a phone that had text messages on it, and then said he didn't even know they were public records because he doesn't know what the training is on that, even though he signs a financial disclosure form every year that says he does. Also, big discussion about Navarre Incorporation and how that process will play out. Listen at the podcast page on newsradio923.com.
When the open road or off-road calls, the 2024 Subaru Forester answers. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. The impressive off-road capability of the Forester Wilderness starts with its dependable symmetrical all-wheel drive. It optimizes power distribution between the wheels to deliver maximum traction on challenging trails or in slippery weather conditions. Pair that with 9.2 inches of ground clearance and standard Yokohama Geolander AT all-terrain tires, and you'll feel free to explore even farther down the trail. Plus, the Forester Forester Wilderness comes with a full-size spare, a rare sight these days. The Forester Wilderness makes it easy to load up for adventure with an extra-wide rear gate opening and 60-40 split fold-down rear seat. And its interior protective material stands up to wear and tear from all that gear, passengers, and pets. The Forester Wilderness is built for your boldest adventures. Find yours at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Pensacola Christian Academy is the area's premier kindergarten learning program. Why? Because in a fun, safe environment, even four-year-olds learn to read, beginning with letters and sounds, progressing to reading words, sentences, and stories. And the best part? If your child attends K-4 and K-5 at Pensacola Christian Academy, you'll get first grade tuition-free. Spots are filling quickly, so go to enrollpca.com to register now.
Be the one
who changed a kid's life. Learn about teens, siblings, and special needs children awaiting adoption.
Families First Network is the connection between children who wait in foster care and families who adopt.
As the trusted partner for adoptions in Northwest Florida, Families First Network connects adoptive families with training and support through the entire process.
Begin your journey by signing up for a free Zoom information session at familiesfirstnetwork.org.
That's familiesfirstnetwork.org.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Almost 5:22 here at News Radio Pensacola. Happy Tuesday. Joe and Austin hanging out with you on Pensacola right now, getting you up to speed on what's happening today and taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida now. Colorado State University updating its forecast for the Atlantic hurricane season. And unfortunately, it did not. They did not diminish the forecast. They enhanced it. Researchers now predicting 25 named storms, 12 hurricanes, and 6 major hurricanes of Cat 3 or higher. Back in June, the forecasters called for 23 named storms, 11 hurricanes, and 5 major storms. So of course, there have already been 3 named storms, Alberto, Chris, and Beryl. They point to the very warm waters of the tropical Atlantic and the likely transition to a La Nina weather pattern as the reasons for the slightly higher numbers.
And a teen is recovering after being bit by a shark in Florida. The attack happened late Monday morning at a junior lifeguard camp in Ponce Inlet, south of Daytona Beach. Witnesses said the boy was diving into the water when he landed on the shark and was attacked, suffering a bite to the right calf. The boy was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries.
Tonight, Donald Trump holding a rally at Trump National Doral. Political scientist Dr. Susan McManus says there are rumors he may be tapping Senator Marco Rubio to be his running mate, but she doesn't expect the announcement to come tonight.
A lot of people are pushing for him. If a Hispanic vote is growing, Rubio has a great story, is very good at foreign policy. If it's going to be Rubio, both he and the former president will have to decide that it's worth it.
And of course, it'll be one of Trump's last major rallies prior to next week's Republican National Convention. Austin, do you think it'll, if it is Rubio, do you think they'll announce it tonight or do you think they'll hold off for the convention?
Man.
You think they, I don't know. The reason why I think they hold off is not necessarily because I do think, it, you know, if you're in his home state,
right,
you know, especially, you know, kind of around Miami, on the one hand, it would make sense to make that announcement tonight for him, obviously, you know, being in South Florida. But there's got to be some intrigue, right, other than hearing from Trump at the convention. I feel like that would add some oomph to next week's convention to
right,
hold it off and announce it then.
But. Yeah, I don't know. I see. Assuming that Rubio, as you said, is the VP, going under that assumption, it's just a matter of, yeah, there's positives to both. As you said, being in Rubio's state, you know, but also I mean, the national convention, it's not like it's a couple months away. It's coming right up. So I don't know. I'm assuming he's going to announce it at the RNC because that's all the bigger of a stage. But I'm not sure. Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody sharing what she calls encouraging news about drug overdose deaths in the state of Florida.
The total drug-related deaths, opioid-caused deaths, and deaths caused by fentanyl are all on the decline.
Yes, and the 2023 Florida Medical Examiner's interim report shows that the overall drug overdose death rate declined by 7% during the first 6 months of 2023. There was also a 10% drop in deaths caused by fentanyl, along with a 10% decrease in opioid deaths. All righty, 525 here, getting another quick check at the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see, looking at the roads here, still got some backups if you are traveling northbound on Scenic. This is going to be if you're approaching Olive Road, so be on the lookout for that. Also have some increased backups on North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10 and Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Then we've got some heavy backups going both ways on Pine Forest Road. This is if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound coming from 9 Mile. Then it's going to be Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road and maybe a little bit on Mobile Highway as well if you're traveling northbound towards Fairfield Drive. Also downtown, it looks like we do have, or at least we had, some slightly worse congestion and maybe dying down a little bit. This was going to be on Chase Street if you were traveling westbound towards 9th Avenue, but that's not looking too severe as we get a closer look at it. And then it's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound, passing through Windhaven Beach and approaching Highway 87.
Showers and thunderstorms are likely on Wednesday, and in this case, it looks like most of that rain will hit during the first half of the day or during the morning hours, and potentially even before the sun comes up. As we head through the rest of the day, high temps will likely still reach low 90s for much of the area, so it will be hot and it will be humid. Later this week, and as we head toward the weekend, the rain chance runs at about 40%. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you. Looking at our national news now, a bill that seeks to make sure that non-citizens are not registered to vote in federal elections is set to come up for a vote in the House.
The evidence that non-citizens register to vote and illegally cast ballots in federal elections is substantial.
That is flying in the face, though, of the Biden administration, who opposes the so-called SAVE Act, saying it would do nothing to safeguard elections, but make it much harder for eligible Americans to register to vote and increase the risk that eligible voters are purged from voter rolls.
And the U.S. military now pulling out of Niger. Troops formally withdrew from a major airbase in the African nation yesterday. It's the first of two planned withdrawals since the government fell to a military coup last year and the U.S. was ordered out. Since taking over, the military junta has pursued closer ties with Russia. Speaking to concerns about a resurgence in terror activity in the region, U.S. Air Force Major General Kenneth Ekman said the military will have to adjust.
Hunter Biden is dropping his request for a new trial in his federal gun case. The president's son was convicted of three counts related to lying about his drug addiction to obtain a firearm. His attorneys requested a new trial last month, arguing there was a procedural mistake that should have stopped the trial from moving forward. The legal team, though, conceded that they misunderstood the situation and withdrew the request. Hunter, though, is still pursuing several other challenges to that conviction.
And the White House has released a letter from President Biden's doctor after a contentious press briefing Monday over visits to the White House by a Parkinson's disease specialist. Dr. Kevin O'Connor said that there were no findings which would be consistent with any cerebellar or other central neurological disorders, such as stroke, multiple sclerosis, or Parkinson's. O'Connor said the neurologist also makes visits in support of military personnel assigned to the White House. And Wall Street closing mixed after Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell's remarks to Congress. Powell expressed concern today that leaving rates high for too long could jeopardize economic growth. Both the S&P 500 and NASDAQ edged higher to notch new closing records. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 52 points to 39,291. The S&P 500 added 4 points to 55,76. And the NASDAQ gained 25 points to 18,429.
Let's see, almost 5:30. Quick recap of the day's top stories. In Escambia County, a tragic story. The body of a 4-year-old autistic and nonverbal boy, Daryl Beck, was found after an exhaustive search in Molino. This after Beck went missing near Barano Park School Road. Democrats huddling up behind closed doors discussing concerns over President Biden's candidacy. Many top Democrats saying they are standing by the president. And in Texas, over 2 million people still without power after Beryl moved through yesterday. About 1 million are expected to be back on the grid by the end of tomorrow.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm John Saucier. NATO leaders gathering in Washington to mark the 75th anniversary of the alliance and President Biden among the speakers today.
And here they signed the Washington Treaty and created the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, the single greatest, most effective defensive alliance in the history of the world.
After the speech, the president presenting NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg with the Presidential Medal of Freedom. All this as Russia continues attacks in Ukraine. Over the Pentagon, Department of Defense Press Secretary Major General Pat Ryder says NATO membership for Ukraine could soon be in the works.
I think certainly what you'll see this week are efforts to build that bridge to enable Ukraine to join the NATO alliance one day.
A recent Russian missile attack striking a children's hospital in Ukraine. As America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Last quarter wasn't a good one for Helen of Troy, and the consumer products company says things aren't going to get any better anytime soon. In a new earnings report, the parent of water bottle maker Hydro Flask and electric shaver Braun fell well short of estimates and slashed its full-year revenue outlook. Shares tumbled 27%. The hits just keep on coming for embattled jet maker Boeing, who reported second quarter commercial airplane deliveries fell more than 30% from a year ago, but it did improve from the previous quarter that was powered by a healthy June, and it outlasted Wall Street forecasts. This comes on the heels of yesterday's news that Boeing agreed to a plead guilty to criminal fraud charges. U.S. stocks finished today's session off of yesterday's pace. The Dow Jones Industrial fell 52 points, the S&P 500 went up 4, and the NASDAQ Composite set a record for the sixth day in a row, up 25 points. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute, sponsored by Napa Salad Guard Brakes. Star pass rusher Aiden Hutchinson recently said there's a lot of well-deserved hype around the Detroit Lions as we get set for this season. And I don't think anyone can seriously doubt what the former number 2 overall pick said, as the Lions are one of 8 teams that I believe are truly in Super Bowl or bust mode for the 2024 season. And the other 7 teams are the Eagles, 49ers, Chiefs, Bengals, Ravens, Jets, and Bills. I'm Zach Gelb.
Looking for a way to elevate your engine's performance? Start with Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil. It provides faster oil flow for hot and cold temperature protection in the harshest driving conditions. Regular use can help your engine run cleaner and longer by defending against sludge and buildup, improving overall engine performance and fuel efficiency while increasing the time between oil changes. Make the switch without slowing down. Speed your ride Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil. Available now at Napa locations nationwide.
Hi everyone, broadcaster and ER physician Dr. Jerry Punch here. We all know about the speed of sound, but have you ever thought about the sounds of speeding? If you drive over the speed limit, there are lots of sounds that you might hear. You could hear the sound of your vehicle crashing, the sound of first responders desperately trying to save you. You could even hear the sound of people crying at a funeral. Because if you drive over the speed limit, you could do damage that's beyond repair. One way or another, speeding catches up with you. Paid for by NHTSA.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair and seems to be working awfully slow? Ah! After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill. It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Blues at the Beach is back this weekend. On your way to the show, both Friday and Saturday, listen to News Radio 92.3 for traffic information and special programming from the beach, including the broadcast during the Blues Saturday performance. Autism Pensacola presents Sensory Street, Sunday at the Museum of Commerce. For more information, please visit autismpensacola.org. Submit your nonprofit event at newsradio923.com.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just a little bit past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. All right, so we got several spots with congestion ranging anywhere from minor to severe. Let's see. Our biggest problem so far this afternoon has been Navarre Parkway. If you're traveling westbound, passing the Windhaven Beach area towards Highway 87, it looks like it's starting to break up as you approach Highway 87, but it's still nonetheless very much present. North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10, we got some problems there. Same with Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and southbound coming from 9 Mile approaching I-10. Then it's going to be Palafox Street traveling northbound towards Burgess Road and Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, giving us some issues as well. And then we did have some backups at the light where Caroline Street or Highway 90 meets Chemukla Highway. However, looks like the majority of the backups in that area have died down.
Showers and thunderstorms are likely on Wednesday, and in this case, it looks like most of that rain will hit during the first half of the day or during the morning hours, and potentially even before the sun comes up. As we head through the rest of the day, high temps will likely still reach low 90s for much of the area, so it will be hot and it will be humid. Later this week, and as we head toward the weekend, the rain chance runs at about 40%. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Austin.
Yes.
What's happening in sports?
Well, let's see what we got here. All righty. So we had Wimbledon earlier today, and you're going to have to refresh my memory on what happened on the women's side because we never ended up putting that in the script. But on the men's side, we got Daniil Medvedev upset top-seeded Jannik Sinner in a four-hour, five-set thriller. Also, three-seed Carlos Alcaraz beat 12th-seed American Tommy Paul. What were the women's names again? Pelini was one of the winners. Because here's the deal. I'll refresh people who don't remember from hour one or who weren't here hour one. We forgot to put the women's side in, and Joe reported it, but we still didn't put it in. So what
was,
is it?
Oh, come on. Yeah, Paolini, an Italian. She beat the American. I'm trying to pull up the names here.
This is the most professional journalism we've ever done. This is as good as it gets.
Yes, it has. Emma Navarro. 6-2, 6-1. And then on the other quarterfinal, Donna Vekic beat Lulu Sun 5-7, 6-4, 6-1.
So. Okay. Yeah, well, I'll put that in the script for hour three. Also, we had the Euro semifinal game one. Spain beat France 2-1 to advance to Sunday's final. Tomorrow, England will play the Netherlands to decide who Spain will be facing there. Also, we've got some MLB action getting underway right now. It's 5:40 on TBS, Dodgers at Phillies. So that's a pretty good one to watch if you've followed either of those teams. They're two of the top teams in the NL. So that's going to be a good one. Also, here locally, we've got the Rays versus Yankees at 5:50, the Marlins at Astros at 7:10, and the Braves at D-backs at 8:40. None of those games are televised, but nonetheless, some local representation to keep an eye out for. And then we've got two more players throwing in their hats for the Home Run Derby on Monday. Kansas City Royals shortstop Bobby Witt Jr. and Atlanta Braves outfielder Marcell Ozuna each announced that they will be competing in this year's Home Run Derby in Arlington. Other confirmed entries include Philadelphia Phillies third baseman Alec Boehm, Baltimore Orioles shortstop Gunnar Henderson, and New York Mets first baseman Pete Alonso. On the NFL side of things, we've got a couple of controversial topics here, a couple big names for all the wrong reasons. Brett Favre and his legal team looking to revive their defamation suit against Shannon Sharp. The legendary quarterback has been involved in a welfare scandal in Mississippi, and that's something that Sharp, a Hall of Fame tight end, publicly criticized Favre for on his former show, Skipping Shannon Undisputed, the moment Favre's team sided for the defamation. And the case was thrown out back in October after a federal judge declared that Sharp used constitutionally protected speech. I guess since it's a developing legal matter, perhaps Sharp maybe spoke in a tone that was a bit too accusatory, but nonetheless, I mean, if it's stuff that Favre gets in trouble for and Shannon's talking about it, there's not much of a case you can really, you're going to be really splitting some hairs on Favre's side there, I would assume, but I'm not a lawyer. Also, Steelers cornerback Cam Sutton has been suspended for 8 games without pay for violating the NFL's personal conduct policy. That's according to ESPN. If you were listening to our sports segment back in March, you may remember that Sutton made headlines for being wanted by police over a domestic violence case, and it's a matter that drove the Detroit Lions to release him. He signed with the Steelers last month, and he will be eligible to return to them in late October after their Week 8 game with the New York Giants.
And looking at some health, business, and science notes today, BP says it's expecting to lose nearly $3 billion for the quarter thanks to lower demand for fuel.
The oil company said that lower demand for refining could see between $500 and $700 million erased from the earnings sheet. Earlier in the week, ExxonMobil told investors to expect as much as a $1.5 billion loss in profits. Aaron Real, NBC News Radio.
And Sunday set a new single-day screening record for the Transportation Security Administration. Over 3 million people were screened on the Sunday following the 4th of July holiday nationwide, surpassing the record of 2.99 million set a few weeks prior. More people flew on an airplane in a single day in the U.S. on Sunday than any other day in history since the TSA was founded back in 2001.
Let's see. STDs are on the rise, particularly among older Americans. So as Austin says, let your grandpa know.
Yeah. Spread the word.
Yeah. New data from Fair Health found a nearly 5% jump in STD diagnoses from 2020 to 2023. Among people aged 65 and older, that jump was nearly 24%. Syphilis leading the way, followed by gonorrhea. Young people in those 19 to 24 were the only groups to see a decrease.
Hey, look at us. We're being safe out here. A number of Hyundai dealers are suing the South Korean carmaker, claiming that the company inflated sales for electric vehicles and punished dealers that wouldn't participate in the deception. The lawsuit filed in Chicago said Hyundai put pressure on dealers to misuse inventory codes to make it seem like more electric vehicles were being sold. The suit goes on to say that those who cooperated were given price discounts and other rewards. The company is accused of hyping up its sales numbers for investors.
What else we got? Federal Reserve. Yes, Federal Reserve's Chairman Jerome Powell says high inflation is not the only risk the economy faces. Powell, speaking with Congress today, says he wants to see more evidence inflation is cooling before cutting interest rates, but says that waiting too long could hurt the economy as well and the labor market.
Over the past 2 years, the economy has made considerable progress toward the Fed's 2% inflation goal, and labor market conditions have cooled while remaining strong. Reflecting these developments, the risks to achieving our employment and inflation goals are coming into better balance.
He says new numbers showing unemployment rising slightly may prompt rate cuts sooner. They will need to examine more economic data before making a decision.
And lastly here, before traffic and weather, a smishing attack could target your iPhone. Smishing is the term used for phishing attacks sent via text message. They appear to be trying to get users' Apple ID logins, according to Macworld and 9to5 Mac. Apple users are reportedly receiving texts claiming to be from service representatives with a website link to what looks like an iCloud login. The website even includes a CAPTCHA, which could appear to lend legitimacy to it. 5:45 here. Let's get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Pine Forest Road traveling southbound towards I-10. We've still got some backups there. Also on Palafox Street traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. And North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10. Good news, though. All these places do appear to be lessening as we approach hour 3. Let's see here. Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Still got some problems in that area as well. But that's pretty par for the course at this hour. And then the only major spot is going to be Navarre Parkway. That's been the biggest spot so far this evening. If you are traveling westbound, passing Windhaven Beach and approaching Highway 87, that is still very heavily backed up there. But outside of that, the rest of these places should hopefully be easing up as we get through the next 20 minutes or so.
All right. Alan's got the weather forecast.
As we head into Wednesday, there's a pretty good chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms. But in this case, it looks like it's most likely during the first half of the day or during the morning hours. It'll still, of course, be warm and humid with high temperatures mainly up around the low 90s, give or take. And our heat index values could feel like they're up around 100. Later this week, the rain chance runs at about 40%. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. 5:47 here, taking a look at some pop culture notes. So first trailer out now for Gladiator 2. The film is a sequel of 2000's Gladiator, which won the Academy Award for Best Picture. Of course, that was Russell Crowe, Joaquin Phoenix. Austin's seen a snippet of it, just like every movie. This one follows Lucius, the son of the first film's it says antagonist, but I don't really view the lady or lady as an antagonist. I forget her name, but it was.
Oh, so you're not just a fan. You're a film critic now, huh?
Yeah.
Why would you say that?
Well, because if I understand the definition of an antagonist, Joaquin Phoenix's character would be the antagonist. And Lucius was not his son. He is his nephew.
Mm.
So that's neither here nor there, I suppose. But anyway, so Lucius is going to return to Rome as a gladiator after things in his life go bad. Kind of like the first movie.
But, okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. Taking a turn over to music here. Joe, we talked about the Oak Ridge Boys last hour. You a fan?
I couldn't tell you. Oh, songs that they've done.
Oh, okay. Well, their most popular song, quite convincingly so, is Elvira. Do you know how that one goes?
No, but I would be honored if you would sing it for me.
Well, then your honor's going to have to wait because I ain't singing. A member of the iconic country group, the Oak Ridge Boys, has unfortunately passed away. Tenor singer Joe Bonzel, lost his battle with a neuromuscular disorder on July 9th. He was 76 years old. He retired from touring back in January due to mobility issues. So very unfortunate news there.
All right. That's sad news there. The Beatles could be up for a Grammy or multiple. For the first time in more than a quarter of a century, their final single, Now and Then, could get one or more nominations when they're announced this fall. The Beatles picked up their last Grammy win for their 1997 single, Free as a Bird. Other Beatles-related projects have been nominated for and even won Grammy since then, but none of them were credited to the full band.
And two grocery stores in Alabama now offering gun owners the opportunity to purchase ammo from vending machines in the most American headline ever. These self-service ammunition kiosks, owned by American Rounds, have been installed at Fresh Value grocery store locations in Tuscaloosa and Pell City. The kiosks, which are about the size of a home refrigerator, use facial recognition technology and require identification and age verification before being allowed to make purchases. So obviously a very creative technique of acquiring ammo here. But I would say, I mean, that's pretty safe, you know? I mean, if it's being monitored like that.
I would think so.
Yeah. So, I mean, it sounds weird, but it's no less restrictive than any other, like, gun store and the stuff that you see displayed. So I'm all for it, I guess. 5:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, wacky stories, good news, and, of course, probably a rundown of our top three stories as well. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola.
Pep Talk? What's Pep Talk?
It's the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Experts? Experts in real estate?
Yes, that's us, Angela. We are the Pep Talk for real estate.
What will we talk about, Will?
We'll talk about the real estate industry.
Well, we don't just want to answer our own questions.
We want to answer the listeners' questions. Tune in Thursday at 10 a.m. and we'll talk about real estate.
And whatever real estate questions you have.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
American Leak Detection.
Leak detection without destruction. We find leaks without bashing a hole.
American Leak Detection doesn't just find your leaks. They do drain cleaning, gas leaks, sewer conversions, and full-service plumbing repairs. They're locally trusted with over 40 years of experience. American Leak Detection. Find them online at AmericanLeakDetection.com.
American Leak Detection.
You're a storyteller, negotiator, artist, innovator. Whatever your passion, whatever your skills, behind the scenes or in front, you belong here. A career in broadcast media. Local radio and TV stations in every town and city need someone like you. So do what you love and bring your talent to life. Your passion, your skills, your career. You belong here. Learn more at youbelonghere.media.
2017. Congressman Matt Gaetz is building his political career in Washington. But according to a sworn statement, back in Florida, Gaetz is partying with young girls and illegal drugs.
One woman specifically saying that she was paid to have sex with the congressman.
Money, drugs, and sex. With the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC. Paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
The Republican National Convention is in Milwaukee, and next week, Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay will be broadcasting live. Be sure to tune in 5 to 9.
Joe. Austin.
Yes.
You said, hey, Joe.
Oh, I didn't know you were reacting that quick. I thought it was a matter of, like, you had something to tell me as well. I did something very creative. And when I say very creative, I mean mildly so. Did you notice anything interesting about these bumper songs today? They are all by someone named Billy. How about that?
All right.
The first bumper song was Billy Idol. The second song was Billy Joel, and this one's Billy Squier. So three different Billys for this bumper music this hour. And I was like, I thought about
a reason why.
No, it was partially laziness because the song bank's in alphabetical order. But I will say, I was like, you know what? Let me do this. And I thought about bringing it up to you, but I decided not to. I'm like, let me just see on the off chance that Joe catches this. And I guess that is the sound that went off in my brain.
When the bumper music was playing, I was too busy sitting here stewing over the fact that the radio station opted to send Andrew to Milwaukee instead of us.
What's he doing in Milwaukee?
The Republican National Convention.
Yeah, Bobby talked to me.
You'd think that they would send their most entertaining show.
You would. And Andrew's all right, but he's not Pensacola right now.
He's not.
But hey, what is? Am I right?
Yeah, it would have been fun. Maybe 4 years from now.
Yes, perhaps.
Or maybe we can go to the Democrats one.
Yes, that'd be really popular. We'd really rake in the listeners with that.
Yes. Let's see. Final check of the roads and weather.
Well, luckily, there doesn't appear to be a ton to talk about. I said over the course of the next 20 minutes, and I said this about 10 minutes ago, mind you, over the course of the next 20 minutes, I said we should see a lot of congestion dying down. That appears to be the case. We don't really have any backups on Pine Forest Road now. Gulf Beach Highway, slowly but surely breaking up its congestion if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. North Davis Highway, traveling northbound towards I-10. Still got some minor backups there. Those should not last much longer, though. The last main spot is just going to be Navarre Parkway. That's if you're traveling westbound passing Windhaven Beach, and maybe a little bit more as you approach Highway 87. But outside of those few spots, there doesn't appear to be much going on.
All right. Looking at our forecast.
As we head into Wednesday, there's a pretty good chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms. But in this case, it looks like it's most likely during the first half of the day or during the morning hours. It'll still, of course, be warm and humid with high temperatures mainly up around the low 90s, give or take. And our heat index values could feel like they're up around 100. Later this week, the rain chance runs at about 40%. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Quick recap of our top stories today. Tragic story earlier this afternoon in Escambia County. Sheriff Chip Simmons confirming that the body of a four-year-old autistic boy was found near Berno Park in a pond. The boy was reported missing there. Multiple agencies involved in an exhaustive search that ultimately turned up unsuccessful in that the boy was found dead. So a tragic update there. Daryl Beck, his name. Democrats huddling behind closed doors today discussing concerns over President Biden's candidacy. While some are arguing he should step down, many top Democrats saying they stand behind Biden. Over 2 million people still without power in Texas after barrel slammed through parts of the state yesterday as well. Let's see. Some wackier stories and good news making the rounds today. Austin, I don't know if you have any dreams of going on a European vacation anytime soon. But
not really.
If you are, may I offer a suggestion that you steer clear of Barcelona?
Okay.
If you're going to go to Spain, perhaps go to Madrid or other areas of the beautiful country there. Or if you're going to go to Barcelona, at least make your visit quick. This is because a lot of the locals apparently are fed up with mass tourism and they're trying to claim their territory back, so to speak, taking to the streets to protest. Not only, though, are demonstrators marching through popular tourist areas, but they're also armed with squirt guns and have been using them on tourists.
Well, I mean, so that's mean for sure. I guess it could be more aggressive or antagonistic. But yeah, no, I mean, it's a good thing I don't do much because I was going to be heading nowhere near Barcelona anyway, so I'm going to stay dry. A man and woman in Boston had dinner at a place in Chinatown last weekend and tried to dine and dash. The woman was 24-year-old Zaire Alexander, as Joe referenced last hour, frighteningly similar to the name of the Green Bay Packers defensive back, Jair Alexander. After they ate, she went to the bathroom, and the guy walked out, and then she started to walk out too. It's part of the dine and dash ploy. But when employees tried to stop her, she pulled a gun, a pink Glock to be exact. She pointed it at an older employee who wrestled the gun away, luckily, and she took off. But the police were quickly able to ID her because she left her, of all things, social security card behind. It sounds like she dropped it during the scuffle, and she just ended up turning herself in the next day. My goodness, what a fool.
Yeah, no, yeah, definitely. Let's see, some good news here. Pretty awesome one, especially if you are a medical student at Johns Hopkins University. Most medical students there will no longer have to pay tuition thanks to a major gift. The university announced that it's getting $1 billion from Bloomberg Philanthropies.
We're quite excited about the impact that this will have on increasing access to health-related professions at Johns Hopkins.
Medical students from families making less than $300,000 a year will not pay tuition beginning this fall, and students from families making less than $175,000 a year will also have their living expenses covered. So, awesome.
Yeah, very, very generous donation there. That is awesome. And Kerry Knox works as an intervention specialist at an elementary school in Fresno, California. He will teach kids life skills and help them, you know, work through any issues that they're having. But now he's stepped it up a notch. He's also a barber. He went to school for it during the pandemic and recently noticed that a student hadn't had a trim in a while, so he got permission from parents and his principal to start cutting kids' hair at lunch for free. He says it's been a boost for their self-esteem, and it gives him a chance to check in and build relationships with the kids, see how they're doing. So that's very wholesome there.
Absolutely. Let's see. We'll call it quits there for hour number two. Channel 3 News at 6 on the way. Back in 10 minutes for another full rundown. And anything you may have missed on Pensacola right now.